In the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, on that Amen. As I told you, we spoke about how to serve. Now we speak about our children. The theme of this convention, how to serve our children in the Western society. So we spoke about how to serve, now we speak about our children, and tomorrow, God willing, we speak about the challenges of the Western society. I'll speak about the youth and the children. But let us start speaking about the youth, about to understand their needs and their development, because understanding their needs and their development is very essential in the way how we serve them. Actually, if you read Galatians chapter 4 from verse 1 to 5, you will find that Paul speak about the stage of childhood as slavery. Why? Because even from the legal point of view, the child does not own his life. He cannot make decisions for himself. So he is not different from the servant or the slave. So the Bible speaks about the childhood stage as slavery. So when the child reaches the age of 12, he wants to break this slavery. He doesn't want to be a slave anymore. He wants to be mature, but in order to express this maturity, he becomes rebellious. And he wants to deal with the adult as equal. That's why we expect when we deal with teenagers, we should expect some sort of rebellion. And the purpose of this rebellion, in order for the teenager to take his freedom and to start his life as an adult. That's why in most of the time the stage of the teenager is like a storm. And the teenager or the adolescent during this time actually goes back and forth between childhood and maturity. Sometimes he behaves like a child and sometimes he behaves like an adult. So we cannot actually think that he is an adult or treat him or expect from him to deal as adult. This rebellion is very clear when it comes to authority, making choices and making decisions. So at this age, the adolescent doesn't want to be under authority. He wants to make his own decisions and make his own choices. That's why the relationship with the teenager should change from control to influence. What do I mean by this? When I deal with a little child, the relationship with him is control. I direct, I control what he does. And they accept this control and they submit to this control. But once this child becomes a teenager, he doesn't accept control anymore. As I told you, the main feature of this stage is rebellion. That's why I cannot control them. But I have to influence them. That's why if I build a good relationship with these children, then the influence will be easy. But if I did not build a relationship, a good relationship with them, the influence will be difficult. But this doesn't mean every now and then I have to exercise control. But the control here should not be in the way I exercise with the little children, but it should be in the form of explaining each choice and the consequences of each choice. So if they violate by their own choice, by their own freedom, any of the rules, they will suffer from the consequences of this disobedience. But again, I am emphasizing that the adolescent at this age will not accept control. And this is what many servants try to control the adolescent at this age, and that's why a friction or a conflict arises between the adolescent and Sunday school servant, and because of this, they stop coming to the church or serving as deacons or participating in any of the church activity. And I want to say, it is not only difficult to control the adolescent, but also it is not good to control the adolescent. Why it's not good to control the adolescent? Because if we control them, we are killing their personalities. We are creating a very, very weak personality that they will remain in the stage of childhood for a very, very long time. That wants us to grow and not to be dependent. So if we start to control them, and if they accept this control, we are creating a dependent personality. So it is not only very difficult to control the adolescent, but also it is not good to control the adolescent. That's why, instead of trying to control the adolescent, we need to train ourselves to control ourselves and to control our reaction when the adolescents start to rebel against us. And we need to understand this rebellion as a stage in their life, not as they are bad. Sometimes when we interpret this as this son or this daughter is bad, actually we don't know how to deal with them in the right way. If we understand, it is a natural step in their growth and development, then we'll be able to control ourselves and our reaction when they rebel against us. And this will be very clear when we take the youth in a convention, like the summer convention. And when they start acting, and we see many servants, they lose the control over themselves, and they yell and scream and punish. And one time I said to the successful servants in one of the conventions, I don't want police officers, but I want actually servants. There's a big difference between having a security team or police officer or having a servant. If I want to keep the structure and the order of the convention, actually I can get a security team and they will keep it better than a servant. But I want a servant. A servant who understands the needs of the adolescent at this age and know how to deal with them. The goal here is not just to control them, but the goal here to understand their needs and try to influence them. That's why I said, in this age, he is building his personality. And he is using this rebellion as a way to build his personality. Also, he learns how to use his intelligence, his abilities, his gifts to deal with the world around him. Also, this is a golden opportunity for us as Sunday school servants. The stage of teenager is a golden opportunity for us. Why I'm saying this? When a teenager exercise rebellion, he first exercises rebellion against his parents. Because during the childhood, the main force of control is in the house, from his parents. That's why during the stage of the teenager, he listens to the external influence or the external resources more than what he listens to his parents. He will allow external resources to influence him more than his parents. And external resources could be the church, could be successful servants, could be friends, could be the media. And the external influence actually is more powerful in this stage because for the adolescent it is the sign of his or her dependence from their parents. That's why if we build a good relationship with them, then our influence on them will be more than the influence of the media or the influence of the friends. But if we don't have this good relationship with them, as he rebelled against the parents, he will rebel also against the church. And at this age, we see many Muslim deacons. They used to attend and serve as deacons until the age of 13, 14. And after this, he stops. He stops not because he became bad, but as a sign of rebellion. I will make my own decision. I will not serve because my parents tell me to serve. This is my decision. I'm not going to serve as a deacon. So, we need actually to use the tendency of the adolescent to yield toward the external forces more than the parents through building a good relationship with our teenager. So he will allow the church and the servants to influence him. Also, during this stage, as a sign of independence, they will start to make relationship and friendship. And it's very important to teach them and to train them how to make relationship and also how to choose their friends. Because choosing friends and making relationship during this stage will be like the support system for them the rest of their life. And if they did not learn how to make good choices and good relations and to choose good friends, this would be a negative effect on them. And if the child or the adolescent is not weaned from his dependency on his parents at this age, he might continue to be dependent on them maybe until his 30s or 40s. And with so many examples, even some other who are above 30 or above 40, they have this unhealthy relationship with their parents. And maybe after they marry, they take the instruction how to run their houses from their parents, because the parents did not help them to be weaned from their dependency on them at this age. And if they discover their dependency on their parents at a later age, it will be challenging for them to start forming their relationship and their friendship at this age, because their abilities and their gifts will be different at this later age, in the 30s or 40s. That's why we as servants, and through our relationship with their parents, and through our relationship with the adolescent, we need actually to influence them to start to be weaned from their parents and to make good choices in choosing their friends and in making relationships with others. Also, during this stage, the adolescent will discover his gifts, his abilities, and he will start to choose the activities that he likes to do. And here, as I told you, many times they go back and forth between childhood and adulthood. So they need direction. And one of the most common feature among our youth, if they are not directed, when they go to college, maybe after 2 or 3 years, when you ask them about their career, they will tell you, "I did not decide yet," or "What's your major? Undetermined yet." And many people, after maybe they finished the undergrad, they start to switch their major or their career completely. And this means they were not trained well to be independent and to start making their own choices, good choices. And as a sign of rebellion against his parents, he doesn't want to make a clear choice, but at the same time he doesn't understand what he wants. That's why he becomes undetermined until a very, very later age in his life. And many parents try to push their children at this age in a certain direction. For example, want to see you engineer, a physician, or a lawyer. They push their children in a certain direction. And maybe this direction is not the direction that the adolescent wants for himself. And that's why a conflict will arise and a tension will arise between the parent and the adolescent. And here our role as Sunday school servants, how to be mediators of peace, between the parents and the adolescent, by understanding the needs of the adolescent and direct him to make choices, not to tell him what he should choose, but train him how to make decisions and how to make choices. And having meeting with the parents at this age is very, very essential to explain to the parents why his son or his daughter is doing what he is doing. This is not because they are bad, but it is a very normal sign of growth and development. And we should explain to the parents that it is better for him to lose the conflict between him, the father, or the parent, and the children. Better to lose this conflict rather than losing his son or his daughter. So, if I train my son, or if I train the adolescent, how to make choice, and at the end, this choice is different from what the parent choose to their children, it is good for the parent to accept this and to lose this conflict rather than losing their children. And the children, the adolescents in this age, they will start to make many, many choices. And they expect that their decisions and their choices to be respected at this age. And that's why the influence is very important at this stage. Because if I have a good influence on the adolescent, they will listen to me and they will listen to my direction and to my guidance. And again, when I say they listen, I'm not telling them what they do, but I'm training them how to make right choices. Also, one thing that will help the growth and development of the person is to let him deal with the external world and go outside the boundaries of the home. So working at this age and making money and learning how to manage his time, how to manage his money, how to deal with his boss and with his co-workers. And learning from this experience will improve and develop their personalities. And the question that we should answer all the time as servant: how can I prepare my student or disciple or son or daughter to live by himself and to make choices that will not hurt him when he's living alone? Because very soon he may go to college away from his house and away from his church. And if he doesn't learn how to make choices and how to live by himself or by yourself alone, and knows how to make right decision, then it will be very, very challenging when he moves from the house. And that's why, in our experience, I myself saw many children or many youth drift away, and we lose them in the first year of college. And for me, the first year of college is a very alarming year. Because once he moves away from his house or from his church, if he didn't learn in the years before how to make right choices, then most probably in this year he will be influenced with all the negative effects of the world around us. And many youth, unfortunately, they lost their scholarship, they failed their school, they learned how to do drugs, or to go to parties, to drink alcohol, and they ruin their life in the first year of college. That's why starting from very early, from age 13 or 14, with the beginning of adolescence, we need to teach them and to train them how to be independent, how to make their own choices, and how to make right decisions. If we understand their needs and what they are going through, this will end a lot of power struggle between the adolescent and any authority in their life, whether this authority is the parents or the church or some school servants or any kind of authority in their life. Another important point in this age, or maybe earlier, you will start to learn about the other gender and how to deal with the other gender. And you will discover, they will discover their buttons and the signs and symptoms of puberty. And they will feel attracted toward the other gender. And when the church or some school servants or the father of confession or the parents tell them dating is wrong, they don't understand why it is important to control their feeling. And that's why they need validation. They need to hear that these feelings are normal. It is normal at this age to be attracted to the other gender. But if they start to hear from some school servants or from their father's confession, no, this is wrong, they will say, nobody understands me. I don't have control over my feeling. I feel attracted to this girl, or I'm attracted to this boy. But validating their feeling and showing them understand it is a normal stage in their life, and then teaching them about sexuality and teaching them about the Christian concept of sexuality, it is very, very important in this age. Because if he doesn't learn about sexuality from the church, he will learn about it from outside. And what the world teaches about sexuality has nothing to do at all with God's plan about sexuality. So when they learn that sexuality is a gift of God to humanity, and this gift is very, very precious, and how to deal with it in the proper way, and when we deal with it in the proper way, this actually will lead to enjoying this gift to its maximum. Then, when they hear from outside, this information, external information from outside, whether through friends or through the media, will not influence them negatively or affect them badly. So, it is very important that some school curriculums in this stage to include lessons about sexuality, and to give them the advices and the boundaries that they need to follow without any suppression. Without suppressing their feeling or their emotions. And here again, it is a golden opportunity for the church and for Sunday school service. Because many of the parents during this age, they become worried and anxious about the sexuality of their children. And the children or the adolescents in this age will not listen to their parents. But if they have a good relationship with the church, and if they have good relationship with Sunday school servants, then actually the role of the church and the Sunday school servant will be very, very important in this stage, to teach the adolescent about sexuality and to train them how to discipline it and control it and set the right boundaries in order to follow God's plan for sexuality. Also, as a sign of rebellion in this age stage, the adolescent will start to question the principles and the values that he learned from the parents. He will start to question whether what I learned from my parents is right or wrong. And this actually, here in the land of immigration, the adolescent will start to question whether it is cultural or not cultural. That's why we hear many of adolescents say to their parents, don't enforce your Egyptian culture on me. I'm American or I'm Canadian and you are Egyptian. And this statement means that the adolescent now is questioning the values and the principle that's planted in him by his parents. And they want to understand why they are doing what they will do. They want to understand why they are doing what they learned them to do. So that when they do it, they will do it based on their conviction, because they are persuaded that the right thing, not because their parents told them to do that. And again, here the role of the church will be very important. If they have a good relationship with the church, and if they trust the church and Sunday school servant, they will come and ask the servant or ask Abuna about the values and the principles they learned at their homes. They will come and ask whether these principles are correct or not. And if they don't have this good relationship with the church and with the Sunday school servants, then they will go to their friends or to the school to check and to find answers for these questions. And you know very well what will happen to them if they go outside and start to ask about the values and the principles. And if they did not find good reasons for these values and principles, one of two things will happen. Either they will become hypocrites, which I mean, they will do things in front of the church or in front of the parents that pleases them, but behind their back they live another life. Or they actually show explicitly their rebellion and they will be changed completely to a different people. And here they will not listen to the parents and they will not listen to the church. And this shows us the importance of developing good relationship with our children from their childhood until they reach adolescence. And the role of the church is very important, because the church here is another authority different than the authority of the parents. And if the child respect the church, respect the authority of the church, trust the church, then he will go to the church with their questions and with their doubts. But if he does not trust the church or the servants, then he will go outside the parents and the church to find answers to their questions and to their doubts. But also, if we train them how to choose their friends, and if we surround them by God friends, then even if they don't trust the church, and if they don't trust the parents, and if they go to their friends, the friends will give them, at this stage, if they are godly, the right answer. But if they didn't learn how to choose their friends at this stage, then when they go to their friends to find the answers, it will be a starting point for a great drifting from God and from the church. The adolescent at this stage wants to form his own values, his own principles. He doesn't want just to follow blindly what he was told. But he will go and ask until he is persuaded and convinced. So spending time with our adolescents is very important. And becoming patient with them, listening to them, answering their answers is very, very important. Answering their questions is very important. That's why in this stage, one-to-one visitation is very important. I want a Sunday school service to go to your adolescent from 12, 13, 14 and spend time with them. Listen to their questions. Listen to their doubts. And don't show that you are disgusted from their question, how they dare to ask such a question. But understand, now they want to form their own values, their own principles, to be convicted by, to be convinced by. And you should be patient and should be ready to answer and to give support to all their doubts. And that's how they will go through this stage of adolescent peacefully. So, spending time with our adolescent is very, very important. And again, I cannot emphasize enough the importance of visitation at this stage. I remember very, very well when I was adolescent, how my Sunday school servant, every week, they came and spent time with me, maybe from 30 minutes to 1 hour, talking and discussing together. I went with them with all my questions, and I found answers. And these answers actually helped the person to start to form his own opinion about many, many questions in life. So our role in this stage is very, very important in forming mature youth, able to carry the responsibility. Because these youth will be our Sunday school servants who will influence others and will share this experience with others. And a major sign that the adolescent is growing in the right direction when we see that they are thinking right, they are making right choices, they are making right decisions. They are able to disagree, but with respect, without making this disagreement team is a big part of it. The kids agree with their parents, the kids agree with us as clergy or as some school servant, but without making this disagreement as a conflict. So now if we have adolescent or youth thinking right, making right choices, making right decisions, able to disagree and able to express their own opinion with respect to the other's opinion without making this disagreement a big conflict, then actually we were able to serve them properly and make them pass this stage in their life peacefully. Because maturity is to move from under the authority of the parents to be under the direct authority of God. In the childhood, the parents work as mediators between God and the child. It's like the Old Testament. We were in our childhood stage with God. And that's why we have mediators. The prophets and the priests were our mediators between God and us. But in the New Testament, we have this direct relationship. In the same way, maturity for our adolescent means they will move from the authority of the parents to be under the direct authority of God. When he was a child, his parents correct them. But now he is adult, so he's corrected by the voice of the Holy Spirit inside him. And the fear of God is inside him. That's why he's under authority of God. Like Joseph, when he said, how can I commit this great wickedness and sin against God? He's under the direct authority of God. And also, they will be able to deal with others as equals. Now, they are adults, they grow to be an adult, they are not children anymore, so they will deal with others as equal in maturity. These are some features of the adolescent. I will speak about childhood quickly, in about 7 minutes, to understand also the development of the childhood. And this will help us serving them. When we are born, we don't have any power or any experience. So we become totally dependent on others. And others for us at this stage is our parents. So the children depend completely on their parents. And they start to develop experience and to learn how to handle their life through two important processes. The first process is called internalization, and the second process is called identification. Through internalization and identification, they start to develop their own experience. What is internalization? Internalization is the child internalize within himself the values of his parents. And identification, he identifies himself or herself with the parents and imitates them. And the first important value that the child should internalize is actually mother. If the child feels that he is loved and his parents care about him and also his church cares about him, I told you building a good relationship in the childhood is very important when the child becomes adolescent and will go to the church with his questions and with his doubts. And how can we build this good relationship? In childhood, it is love. If the child internalizes within himself that the church loves him, Abuna loves him, sons for servants love him, parents love him, then in his mind, because my parents and my church love, they will accept the boundaries, they will accept the rules they will set for me. Identification, it will start maybe with the age of 4 and sometimes start as late as the age of 6. Once a child identifies himself with his parent, and usually the son identifies himself with the father, and the daughter identifies themselves with the mother, and they found that if this process of identification did not go well, for example, if there is a big conflict between the son and his father, or a big gap between the daughter and her mother, this may be the cause of homosexuality tendency later in their lives. Failure to identify with the same gender and feel love and support with the same gender in parents, the son with his father and the daughter with her mother, this could be the cause of homosexuality tendency later on. And in this age, the children wants to feel the approval of the authority figures in their life. They want to know that their parents approves them. The church and the Sunday school servants approve them. This approval is very, very important so that you will not feel inferior or will develop a huge guilt feeling. That's why encouraging and using positive enforcement is very important. I remember very well one of the youth who told me that I don't believe in God. I asked him why you don't believe in God. He told me God is always angry with me, always disappointed with me. Whatever I try to do, I am wrong. He is never pleased. So I don't want to deal with him. I want him to stay away from me. I don't want to deal with this angry God all the time. Because when he was a child, when he does anything, he hears this, God will be disappointed with you. God is not happy with you. God is mad with you. He always hears this over and over and over. He never felt approved by this God. This God is always angry. I'm trying my best, but he's never pleased. So he resolved in his mind that I don't believe in him. It's
encourage and to show approval to our children at this age. And as internalizing the love is very important, also internalizing the power and the authority is very important. For example, if these parents and the church show love and care, but at the same time they show authority in a good way, then the child will learn how to respect authority. But if the authority is used to abuse the children or to harshly discipline them, then he will reject the authority and he will rebel against every authority. The authority of the church, the authority of God, the authority of the government, the authority of the parents. Or if the parents and the church show no authority, they are very, very passive. So actually, he will be confused about the authority, because he never understood what authority means. So how the child will learn about authority if he feels that he is equal in authority and in power to the son's servant, to the parents, or to the church? So there are two extremes: either no authority at all or abuse of the authority. And both extremes are not helpful in the children. The child should internalize a good way of authority. He should internalize, yes, there is authority, but this authority is to protect him. This authority is working for me, not against you. That's why St. Paul said, do not provoke your children to anger, lest they will become failure. Do not provoke your children to anger, lest they become failure. Also, from the childhood, we need to train our children how to gain experience in their life through giving them small tasks and train them how to excel in these tasks. By encouraging them when they accomplish a task, this will help them to develop self-confidence, and also this will develop their ambition, and they will be able to take risks in their life without fear. Another important thing in the age of childhood that they need to internalize: correction. They should know that correction is very, very important, and it's working for them, not against them. That's why St. Paul said to Timothy, even about the scripture, it is profitable for correction. Love and acceptance does not contradict or do not contradict with the concept of correction and discipline. Yes, harsh correction will make the child develop fear from failure. That's why he will never try to take a risk to to be on the safe side. But if the correction is done gently and kindly, then the child will be able to take risk and will try new things to develop his experience without any fear of failure. I think that's enough. So we give some introduction about understanding the adolescent and their needs, and the children and their needs. Tomorrow, God willing, we'll speak about some challenges of the Western society and how through service we can actually overcome these challenges. I apologize. Because I came late to the lecture, it's actually Madayat, a little late time. Anyway, glory be to God for the other.